And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And today we welcome back Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Deborah, hello.
Hey, Ed. How are you doing?
Very good. And I know some exciting things are taking place in Miami-Dade County.
Well, I have to say, preparing for today's segment was among the greatest challenges, because in just looking at the next 9 days, not even trying to get too ambitious, just 9 days worth of activity, I found 113 events.
Wow.
Which I'm unfortunately not going to be able to chronicle for the listeners today, but I'll do my best to just give a snapshot. But at the get-go, I'm going to say definitely go check out the calendar at miamidadearts.org, because I'm only going to scratch the surface, and there's just too much great stuff that you don't want to miss.
Bravo.
So beginning tonight at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, there's Kurt Elling, who is widely considered to be among the most daring, dynamic, and interesting jazz singers around. Mr. Elling's 2013 Grammy-nominated Best Jazz Album, which is titled 1619 Broadway, The Brill Building Project, is his latest album honoring New York City's historic building. And it has generated some of the greatest and most important popular songs in American music history. And that's tonight at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center in Cutler Bay. A couple of phenomenal film events coming up, including the 17th annual Miami Jewish Film Festival, which is ongoing throughout the county at O Cinema and the Shores, Regal Cinemas in South Beach, the Bill Cosford Theater at UM on Coral Gables, the Frank Theater Centrocoastal in North Miami Beach, and Miami Beach Cinema Tech. Again, just a gazillion, or at least 29 films not to be missed, and that's running through February 3rd, as I mentioned, all over the county. Tiger Tail Productions is taking on a new project titled Screen Dance Miami, which highlights Miami-based choreographers, movers, and filmmakers who are working with emerging and new concepts in regard to movement and dance on film and dance on camera. Screen Dance Miami events this weekend will take place at Incubate in the Wynwood section of Miami. So make sure to check out this wonderful new ambitious Screen Dance Miami project. This weekend, we have a couple of great concerts, of course, at the Adrian Arsht Center, featuring the Cleveland Orchestra. Their music director, Franz Welser-Must, will conduct a program tonight featuring Gil Shaham on violin, the brilliant violinist. And the program includes works by Schubert, Korngold, and Strauss, Jr. And next weekend, they'll perform again Franz Welser-Must. That program includes works of Strauss, Debussy, and Stravinsky. And that's at the Adrian Arsht Center for the Performing Arts here in downtown Miami this weekend and next weekend with the Cleveland Orchestra. But wait, there's more. The Florida Grand Opera is presenting Giuseppe Verdi's Nabucco, which is considered by many to have actually launched Verdi's spectacular opera career. And it captures the voice of ancient Hebrews and their struggles as exiles, as Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia, destroys the temple and forces Hebrews from their homeland. One of the highlights of the opera is the famous chorus, Va Pensiero, and that's throughout the week at the Adrian Arsht Center for the Performing Arts, presented by Florida Grand Opera. At Miami-Dade County Auditorium over in Little Havana, Pastora Soler in concert, the Florida Chamber Orchestra is presenting a program titled Homenaje al Impresionismo. And then next Thursday and Friday, Teatro Avante is presenting A Pie del Tamesis. And that's, again, over at Miami-Dade County Auditorium in Little Havana. It is Chocolate Festival weekend at Fairchild Tropical Garden. It is the most wonderful and most decadent 3 days worth of chocolate, featuring cooking demonstrations, kids cooking demonstrations, lectures. And that's over at Fairchild Tropical Garden this weekend. Also Sunday at Gusman Concert Hall at the University of Miami, Sunday Afternoons of Music is presenting the new trio, Andrew Juan on violin, Julio Elizalde on piano, and Patrick G on cello. This program is a Russian tribute program and includes works by Rachmaninoff, Shostakovich, and Tchaikovsky. And that's just the beginning, so remember to check out theater, dance, music, and everything else at our miamidadearts.org website. That's miamidadearts.org. And there is, as I said, hundreds of things to do.
So much more on the website. Thank you, Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Great busy weekend for you.
Indeed. Thanks so much, Ed.
And this Sunday, January 26th at 4 p.m., the City of Miami Beach Arts in the Park will present the Miami Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eduardo Martorell, to celebrate the Bass Museum of Art's 50th anniversary. It's a free concert in Collins Park, 22nd Street between Collins and Park Avenues on Miami Beach. More info at bassmuseum.org. And the 16th annual Coral Gables Blues Fest continues through Sunday. It's a free Blues Fest, rain or shine, at Fritz and Franz Beer House, 60 Merrick Way in Coral Gables. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Judith Bishop, Christy Angelus, Paul Leary, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margol. Call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.